General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushbelt of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Snakes. That very word has a horror and a fascination about it. Horror, because most of us understand so little about them. Fascination, well, the number of visitors who are attracted daily to the snake parks is ample evidence of this fact. Africa has probably more species of snake than any other continent. And for a great many years, one of the most feared and ever-present danger was that of snake bite. Today, it has become almost a matter of routine that if you keep your head and receive an injection in good time, there is little danger of death ensuing. But not so very many years ago, anti-snake serum was unknown. And tonight, I want to pay tribute to those men and women who, through their perseverance and courage, brought this serum to the world, and who, as a direct result, have saved countless lives from an agonizing death. There are many names that come to mind, but the man and woman that I'm going to tell you about once lived in a district of Portuguese East Africa almost 40 years ago. So here then is their story, one I have called Mamba. The mamba is considered one of the deadliest of all snakes, and it is feared more than any other species in Africa. The venom contains a neurotoxin which is rapidly absorbed and quickly affects the nerves and respiration. The average length mamba is anything between 8 to 12 feet, and some specimens reach 14 feet. The color is gunmetal gray or olive above and lighter below. The head is very elongated and narrow, and there is no distinct neck. Forty years ago, the small village of Nagani was just one of many outposts in the large district of Portuguese East Africa known as Mozambique. It boasted a large tin hut which passed as a hotel, one broad, dusty main street, 150 inhabitants, two of them white. Their names were Dr. John and Maria Kesten. Kesten was 62, his wife, 24. The summer was incredibly hot. The sun soaked down unceasingly, and even the shade was sweaty. The insects hummed, the dust powdered your throat. Drinks were long and tepid, tempers short and sharp.
Look, haven't you any ice in this so-called hotel?
Ice? Oh, senor, this is Nagani. I do not think I've seen ice since I paid a visit to my cousin in Lorenzo Marquez 2 years ago. But you will get used to it. Everyone does.
Tell me, are you the waiter here?
Oh, I'm everything to everyone in Nagani, senor. There is a rifle to be repaired. Call for Rao. There is a guide needed. Call for Rao. I can tell you where to get ivory honestly and where to sell smuggled diamonds.
Pity I'm not in the smuggling business.
What is your business, Senor Peters?
You mean you don't know?
You are a doctor, yes. At least so the label on your luggage says. Your doctors have pills and a stethoscope.
So, you've been through my bags, too.
The locks are very weak. I would have them repaired if I was you, Dr. Peters.
Mr. Peters will do.
I'm on the biology, not the medical side, Raoul. You know, animals, insects, snakes, all that sort of thing.
We have another doctor here, but he is on the medical side. Dr. Keston is his name.
Yes, yes, I know.
You will visit Dr. Keston soon?
How on earth? Yes, I suppose that's obvious. Yes, Raoul, you may as well know the rest. I'm to be Dr. Keston's new assistant.
When will the senor be moving to Dr. Keston's farm?
Well, that depends on what accommodation he has. Does he live alone?
There is a wife.
I didn't know that.
The marriage is recent. The woman is from my own country.
Strange. Dr. Keston getting married at his age. I thought he was the original confirmed bachelor.
A man gets lonely out here, senor. He needs companionship.
I don't think being alone would bother John Keston. He's far too wrapped up in his work.
Perhaps, senor. But in Maria is no ordinary woman. You will understand when you first see her.
The following morning, with Raoul as guide, Dr. Keith Peters set out for the Keston farm. There was no form of transport in Nagani in those days, so they had to walk. A long, hot, tiresome walk. At 11 o'clock, Peters saw the farm for the first time. It stood in a little clearing, shaded by two gigantic blue gum trees. 50 yards or so from the whitewashed walls of the dwelling stood a galvanized iron shed, the roof painted white in order to offer some insulation from the merciless sun. This was, apparently, Keston's laboratory, the snake house. Raoul and Peters approached the farm. Far off in the bush, a dog barked and then whimpered. It sounds lonely, Peters thought. Raoul knocked on the door of the farmhouse.
Doesn't seem to be anyone at home. Let's try the shed.
I shall wait here, Senor Peters.
Wait here? Why?
I do not wish to go into that shed.
Oh, come now, Raoul. Don't tell me you're afraid of a few snakes. They're not slithering around loose, you know.
Senor, you laugh, yet I still wish to remain here.
All right, just as you say. That dog again. Gives me the jitters. Dr. Keston? Dr. Keston, you in there?
Sorry to keep you waiting, but... Keith, I didn't expect you for another week.
Well, once the ships and trains are on time.
Well, come in, come on in. Well, it's good to see you again, my boy.
And you, sir. How have you been keeping?
Fine, just fine, Keith. My boy, I should have the serum any day now. Oh. Here I am talking about work and you're probably dry and dusty. How on earth did you manage to find your way?
The one-man travel agency in Nagani, Raoul. He's waiting over at the house with my bags.
Trust Raoul to be the first to know about a new arrival. I wish my wife had been here to welcome you. She's down by the river with a dog. Never goes anywhere without the animal. Now, I'll get Raoul to call her and she can prepare us a little refreshment. Women are better at that sort of thing. You take your coat off, Keith, and sit down. It won't be a minute.
Raoul, senor, go down to the river and call Mrs. Gessler, will you? Tell her my friend has arrived and he's very thirsty. Si, senor.
She won't be long. I've told her a great deal about the good-looking Dr. Peters. She'll appreciate having somebody to talk to. Well, I'm not much of a one for company.
I haven't had the opportunity to congratulate you yet, sir. The first I knew about your marriage was when Raoul told me.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you. Yes, it happened on my last trip to Europe to see Dr. Valdaris. Oh, great scientist. Knows more about Dendroaspis angusticeps than any other man alive.
Dendroaspis?
You've forgotten your Latin or my lectures.
Probably a bit of both.
Well, our friend Dendroaspis, or Polylepis, as he's better known to the world, is the black mamba. Now, I find him a particularly interesting specimen. I tell you what, while we're waiting for Maria, if you care to look around the lab.
Yeah, I'd love to, sir.
Well, there you are, Keith. Got the general idea of the setup.
And you say this serum actually worked?
Without fail. Not a single rabbit died.
Yes, but may it not work with a human?
We'll soon know.
You mean... you? But that's madness. The tests aren't conclusive. You admitted that yourself.
Someone's got to be the first one, hasn't he? Think of the man who anesthetized himself for the first time. What would we do now if we hadn't got anesthetics? Things would be a bit painful, wouldn't they?
Yes, I know, but this is entirely different.
But I don't agree, Keith. Any number of people get bitten by snakes and they die from their bites. Now, if I can be instrumental in saving those lives, well, surely that's some help to the human race, isn't it?
Of course it is, but, sir, you must be more certain.
I've gone as far as I can, through chemical analysis and specimen tests. It's time now for the final test, and the guinea pig has to be human. And that guinea pig is going to be me.
Keith Peters stood staring at the old man in front of him. Then his eyes wandered to the various glass cages around the laboratory. In each cage was a snake, and each snake contained sufficient venom to kill in an agonizing manner. Peters' eyes returned to the old man. Yes, this was very different to what he'd imagined he'd be coming to.
Is there no other way, sir?
No, that's why I need you, Keith. I obviously can't do it alone. Someone has to stand by in case... in case the serum isn't all that I think it is.
I see. And this is it?
Yes. These few grains, well, I got so far. It's taken months.
Why the ink bottle?
It's rather a crude vessel for such an important liquid, isn't it? Well, as I told you earlier on, I'm short of equipment. Besides, you know what my memory's like. I never could remember to label bottles. In any case, it's a very handy size.
I can see I've got some indexing to do.
Well, you've observed the patient, and you've seen the medicine. All that remains now is to meet the assassin.
You mean...
Yes, Mr. Dendroaspis himself. This way. Here we are. Now, this is the fellow. As you've observed, his cage is surrounded by glass. You can either swing the cage door right open or just slide the front glass panel open like this. Now, watch him, Keith. Watch. He's alert, isn't he? Now, most mambas prefer to escape. Some attack without provocation.
Oh, please, take it easy.
I know, my boy, I know. Now, watch the eyes. Remarkably good for a snake. He's about to strike now. You see, he's opening his mouth. A sure sign...
Dr. Kester, please.
Oh, observe now. The ribs of the neck region can be slightly raised to form a partial hood. Now, he's annoyed now. But believe it or not, I've heard of specimens that become quite tame in captivity. One chap kept a mamba for quite a few years, actually fed out of his hand. But I doubt if this one will ever reach that stage of sociability.
Look out!
Like lightning, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. Yes, they are. Too fast for comfort. You close that panel in the nick of time.
Well, there's no danger when you know them. Knowledge never breeds fear, Keith. It's what you don't know that frightens you. Take Maria now. She won't even come near this shed. She can't bear snakes. Funny women, eh?
Yes, very funny.
Hmm?
No, nothing, sir. Tell me, how do you actually intend setting about the final experiment?
Oh, quite simply. You'll notice the wire mesh on this cage isn't too big for obvious reasons. However, it is just big enough to get the middle finger of my hand through.
You mean... Look, has it got to be that way? Can't you use a hypodermic?
We must try to duplicate the natural strike as closely as we can. Besides, I have a theory the poison loses its potency somewhat after rejection from the fangs.
And I am to inject the serum.
Yes.
But supposing I fumble... Say, we'll say the needle breaks. Anything might happen. 100 things. I'm as steady as the next man, but this...
If anything untoward did happen, you'd have to resort to a somewhat cruder antidote. There's a hatchet on that table there, Keith. It's very sharp. Shall we go to the house? Maria will be waiting. Introduce you to my wife, Maria. My dear, this is Dr. Keith Peters.
My husband has spoken a great deal of your worth, Dr. Peters.
I only hope I'll live up to my reputation, Mrs. Kesson.
I suppose my husband has been boring you with too much talk about his pets.
Don't forget, it's my work, too.
So? You like snakes?
Well, yes.
Well, now, let's have no more talk about the reptile kingdom. My dear, you pour the drinks, will you? I just want to pop over to the lab and clear up a few things. I'm sorry there's no ice, Keith, but the scotch is as good as ever. I won't be long.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I wasn't aware that...
You think I am too young, too?
Too young?
To be married to an old man.
No, I assure
you. You are right. But he is good and kind. He treats me more like a daughter than a wife. But everyone, yes, you too, you all think there must be something else. That I want his money, perhaps. That's what Raoul thinks. Money. What money? In Portugal, I live like a princess in my father's house.
Maria, I assure you I wasn't thinking anything of the sort. After all, I've only just met you.
Forgive me. It is so long since I spoke to someone besides my husband and Raoul. It is very lonely here.
I'm sorry. But in a few months, you'll go back to civilization.
Oh, shall we? Or will there be another journey to another tin hut? Perhaps studying spiders in South America or polar bears at the North Pole?
You knew what it would be like when you married Dr. Keston.
Keith, in my country, a woman has very little to say about whom and when she should marry.
That your dog?
Yes. He's called Chips. I love him very dearly. It's not so lonely when I pet his head. But he doesn't seem very well.
Maria? Maria? What the dickens is the matter with that dog of yours? He's kept up that infernal howling for nearly 2 days now.
I do not know. He's a little sick, I think. He behaves strangely, too.
Oh? How do you mean?
Well, today he growled at me. Well, he's never done that before.
Growled at you, eh?
What is it, John? Why do you look like that?
Nothing. I'll take a look at him tonight. He's probably coming down with distemper.
The days passed swiftly for Keith Peters, for there was much to do in the laboratory. But the nights were long and hot and empty. A time came when he was painfully conscious of another's presence, of a woman's scent, the rustle of her gown, the echo of her laugh.
There are times when you are very funny, Keith.
I'm glad I amuse you.
Oh, now I've offended you. But really, you should have seen your face then. You've been trying to read that page for an hour now. Is it so boring?
Yes, very.
Then why do you read it?
Because it keeps my mind off...
Of me.
Maria, don't.
It disturbs you when I look at you. Perhaps I am ugly.
You know you're beautiful. Oh, I know you don't say anything. You don't do anything out of place. You're always the loyal, lovely wife of Dr. John Keston. But somehow I know...
Yes?
Will you stop staring at me?
What do you know, Keith? If you're not sure, you can easily find out.
No.
So very easily.
Maria. Maria. I've been wanting to do this for so long. You drive me crazy. Your hair, your mouth.
Keith. Oh, Keith.
Where is he?
Oh, it's all right. He's looking after the dog.
We must be careful. I don't want to hurt him. I don't know what I'm doing. I've no right. What the dickens?
What was it?
A gunshot. Why at this time of night?
Perhaps one of the snakes has escaped.
No, he'd never kill it. He can handle those things like babies. Wait, he's coming in now.
Maria. Maria.
Yes? What is it, John?
It's hard saying this. It's going to hurt. I had to shoot Chips. He had rabies.
You killed Chips?
Maria. There was no anti-rabies serum. If he'd bitten you, you could have died as well. I had to do it.
You're lying. Chips was all right. He'd have been all right after. And you had to go and kill him. He was everything I loved. You're callous. An animal's life means nothing to you. But you can spend your time looking after those filthy snakes. What good are they? What
Maria,
good?
Stop it. Stop it.
You're murderer. Murderer. You're nothing but a...
Must apologize for striking you, my dear. But hysteria never helps at a time like this. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to retire. Good night, my dear. Good night, Keith.
The farmhouse was very quiet that night. An old man lay alone on his bed, tortured by a woman's words, the look of hate on her face. A young man lay alone, tortured by a woman's kiss. And the woman? She stood in the darkness in the place she dreaded, the snake house.
He killed Chips, and whose precious possession? What is his most precious possession? Yeah, this ink bottle, this stupid little bottle, and this pale amber liquid. There, every drop on the ground. See, it's empty. Yes, you see, and you know it's me. Fill it again with water. It won't matter. It won't matter.
Good morning, Keith. Well, let's get it over with.
All right. But I'm as nervous as a kitten. Dr. Keston, is this absolutely necessary? I mean, can't we postpone it for a few days?
No. Anyway, I'm the one who should be nervous. That's funny. I don't remember leaving the lab door open last night. Huh. Must be getting absent-minded. Well, now, to work. Bring the serum, Keith, will you? And the hypodermic. It's in the drawer under the desk.
Right, I've got it.
And stop looking so worried, Keith. I told Raoul to come along to the house just in case he was needed. Now, put the syringe down there. Well, my little pet, I hope you're going to strike good and true. No, no, don't open the bottle yet. I want the air to get in more than I can help.
Yes, but...
Oh, stop worrying. The bite's not instantaneous. Fill your hypodermic as I put my finger through.
Right.
Steady now.
Oh, for heaven's sake, get it over with.
All right. I'll spare you any further agony. Here goes. Oh, wind is full of bounce this morning. He's preparing to strike. The moment I tell you, fill that hypo.
Let me just loosen the top. All right, ready.
Here he comes.
Oh, there's no syrup. Do you hear? It's water. It's water.
It can't be.
I tell you, it's water.
Oh, control yourself, Keith. There's only one thing left.
No, not that.
You've got to do it. Get that hatchet.
I can't, I tell you.
Keith!
Senor Roger! What is it? I heard the shouting.
It's a snake. My finger. The hatchet, Raoul, quickly.
Sit in your...
Quick, man!
Keep him straight. May I strike? No!
Dr. Keston completely recovered after being rushed to Lorenzo Marks. It was 6 weeks later that he returned to find Maria waiting for him.
Hello, my dear. Yeah. Everything all right?
Yes. And you?
Oh, as fit as a fiddle. Hands a bit awkward still. Where's Keith?
He has gone.
Gone? I don't understand.
He said he had an urgent letter from the university asking him to return. He asked me to give you his apologies, and he said he would write.
Oh. That's quite unlike him. Well, what the dickens am I going to do for an assistant?
I have found you one.
Found me one? Well, who?
Me.
Oh, now, come, my dear. You can't bear the thought of snakes.
I have been learning while you've been away. You will see, John.
Yes. Yes, I do believe you've been learning. You're very dear to me, my dear. Thank you. Thank you.
At the same moment, 5 miles away in the iron shack they called the Hotel Nagane, young Dr. Peters mopped his brow and thoughtfully sipped his tepid beer.
So you are leaving, Signor Peters?
I am leaving, yes.
And the serum, it is now good?
Yes. Yes, I think it's pretty near perfected. Dr. Keston no longer has need of me.
I see the Signor has hurt his finger.
Oh, it's nothing. Just a thorn, I think. It's out now. I put a bit of bandage around it.
strange that it should be the same finger that Signor Castan. You are a very good man, Signor Peters.
I? Good? Raoul, you see before you a coward and a sneak. Well, don't kid yourself. Dr. Keston did all the work. He found the cure for snakebite.
But you discover a cure too, Signor.
Really? What for?
A cure for love, Signor?
How the dickens do... Raoul, you're a poet and a philosopher. Well, it's time to go. Look after them, won't you?
Si, Signor. And maybe one day you will return, no?
Yes. Yes, maybe one day I will return. But only when I'm completely immune.
Yes, a strange little tale from Portuguese East Africa. During the period that Dr. Keston was in hospital, Keith Peters had not only overcome Maria's horror of snakes, he had also taught her to milk them. Working day and night, they managed to obtain a little of the precious serum. It had only been 4 days before Keston's return that Peters had carried out the same experiment with the self-same mamba that had nearly caused the death of the old doctor. It had been Maria who had acted as Peter's assistant and had given the injection after the snake had bitten him. Yes, a tribute to just three of those who have made the world we live in a safer place because of their courage and great-heartedness.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.